Reaction pours in to a deadly missile attack on a train station in Ukraine. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Britain's defense minister denounces the attack as a war crime. A missile struck Friday, killing at least 52 civilians and injuring more than 100 trying to evacuate the eastern region. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls the attack completely unacceptable. And Ukraine's President Zelensky says it is evil without limits.
This all happening in the Donetsk region of Ukraine, where officials have long warned residents to get out ahead of intensified fighting there. Among the dead, at least 5 children were killed. Officials say more than 4,000 people were at the rail station at the time of the missile strike.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. Meantime, Russia is reportedly pursuing a military change in Ukraine. The BBC reports Moscow has installed a new commander with experience from Syria. General Alexander Dvornikov led Russia's invasion of Syria. And 2 men accused of posing as federal agents make a court appearance.
40-year-old Arian Tahirzadeh and 35-year-old Haider Ali, both American citizens, were back before a judge with prosecutors offering fresh details of their elaborate operation. Authorities say they posed as Homeland Security agents, befriending actual Secret Service agents and showering them with gifts. According to court documents, one of the men tried to gift a gun to a Secret Service agent who protected First Lady Jill Biden. A source tells Fox that agent may have also been in close contact with President Biden, though not officially part of his detail.
Fox says David Spont. And stocks ended mixed Friday as investors stayed focused on how aggressively the Federal Reserve will fight inflation and the economic impact of the war. The Dow gained 137 points. The Nasdaq lost 186. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A car struck by another vehicle slams into a group of pedestrians in Austin, Texas.
A T-bone accident. That's what started all of this. And then one of those cars got pushed into that food truck. We know 11 total people were involved. 9 people were transported, 2 with potentially life-threatening injuries, 7 with non-life-threatening injuries, and 2 that refused transport.
Angela Shen with Fox 7 Austin. Florida's new law, known as the Don't Say Gay law, draws reaction from the other side of the country.
Sex education in schools has become more than just a hot topic. Los Angeles County officials now stepping up their objections to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law, banning staffers from official travel to the Sunshine State because of it. The LA County Board of Supervisors voted this week to bar staff members from taking any official trips to Florida to send a message that they won't support what they call egregious behavior. The controversy over the parental rights in education bill that was signed into law by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. It bans the discussion of gender identity in kindergarten through third grade.
Fox's Laura Engel. And pets get a chance to get in on some Easter fun today.
Who could resist a picture of their pet with the Easter Bunny? PetSmart is offering free pet photos with the Cottontail himself today from noon to 3 local time at its stores nationwide. Pet parents can book an appointment on PetSmart's website, and they'll get a scratch-off card to win prizes during the their photo shoot. PetSmart says pets are welcome in accordance with their pet policy, which means they must be properly secured and vaccinated, and includes dogs, cats, birds, ferrets, rabbits, and small animals and reptiles sold at PetSmart. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.